A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Saints, a feast in which the Church honors holy men and women who live their lives according to the teaching of the Beatitudes. So during the first 400 years of our Church history, the early Christians suffered from martyrdom, and the number of Christians who gave up their lives for their faith could be counted to 1,000 Christians. And during those early times of the Church, many popes became saints because they were also great witnesses for the Lord, who were not afraid, who faced death in order to protect their faith. So after this long period of martyrdom, saints in our Church were recognized by people's demand and request. Not until 1993, we had the first saints whose name was Ulrich of Augsburg, were canonized by Pope John XV. Then in 1588, under the papacy of Pope Sixtus V, formed the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints. And 400 years later, in 1988, it was the first time our Church had a list of 285 saints which were canonized, and the faithful will remember them during the liturgical calendars. And we remember during the time of St. Paul, John Paul II, he canonized 480 holy men and women to become saints. And Pope Benedict XVI canonized about 45 others, men and women of the Church. So the total of the saints we have right now, we have in the liturgical calendar, are 921. But my brothers, as Catholic, we are so proud that we have done many holy men and women who were recognized and as canonized saints. But today, the Church is also proud to have many more holy men and women who during their life follow the teachings of the Beatitudes. They were the people who were poor in spirit, who always hungered and thirsted for righteousness, who always showed their mercy to others, and even experienced the persecutions because of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, those were the people who during their life lived a life trusting and dependence in our God, who always longed to see the God's grace and had the great hearts for others through the acts of mercy and charity, such as feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving drink to the thirsty, and visiting the prisoners. So on this Feast of All Saints, we are grateful for the holy lives and great example of these holy men and women, but also pray for us that we continue to remember them by living our lives always trusting and depending in God's love and mercy, and always have a great heart for those who are in need in our world. Amen.
Amen. Amen.